This is After Hours programming on HRN. The views and opinions of this show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours programming on HRN. Service Radio, what's good? We're here live at 6:44 p.m. It's nothing, though.
I'm still trying to turn off my phone.
Good. How was sound check, guys?
It was wonderful.
I'm sitting here with Blind Benny, both of the members of Blind Benny. How are you guys tonight?
Lovely.
Fantastic.
You should introduce yourselves.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jade of Blind Benny.
I'm Jonathan of Blind Benny.
And who's that other guy that just sounded so smooth?
Oh, that's our boy Teddy, wearing Blind Benny apparel. He makes t-shirts like that for us, and he's all-around cool gentleman. He's on Dancing with the Stars.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
You can check him out.
Doing a great radio voice.
Yes, I have a great radio voice. This is Jason Scott. Good evening.
So this is Full Service Radio. You're logged on to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We're here every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And I'm Jack Inslee. And again, as I said, I'm here with Blind Benny, who were formerly known as Jade. And I don't know how to make the sound of a heart with my voice.
Thank
it's
you.
A kissing noise with your lips. Oh, yeah, only Jade can do it. Oh,
okay.
Well, otherwise, it's not Jade Hart.
Exactly.
So when did this name change go down?
It went down about maybe 6 or 7 months ago. Actually, we started talking about it a year ago, but it took us about 6 to 8 months to really build our brand, rebuild our brand from scratch, and start anew, which we have successfully done. We're very, very happy.
And where did the name come from?
Well, Benny's my father's name. It's like a family name, and my dad's a pastor, so I like to run all our team morals by the way he raised me, and I'm always made fun of it for it. So, Benny. And it also means blessing in Creole, and blind is just kind of what Jonathan are when we function as a team. So we somehow make it work.
Jonathan's blind? Is that
no, no. I meant like...
It's a social handicap.
Yeah, we're right. Very dysfunctional. Right. If you know us, you know we're dysfunctional.
I can't read or write.
So how were the songwriting duties split up between the two of you, and how was it before the Blind Benny merge? Were you doing everything on your own, or were you guys working together before this?
Our dynamic is pretty much the same. Jonathan does like a lot of the back end of the business, like the website building and kind of like the road management, along with a lot of friends that we have. The writing is the same. I do all the lyrics and melody. Jonathan produces, which is the same on the It's My Heart Cookie EP, which is the first EP that we released under Jade. So the dynamic there is literally the same. We do work with other producers, like now and again. Scott mothers all the remix projects, and he puts that together.
Fathers.
I like mothers better.
Are you right?
I like mothers too.
I think really the only difference is really that as Jade, the project was like a lot more open-ended with like English, like on It's My Heart Cookie we had like English as a producer and Precise was a producer, so there was like it was more of like about the artist, and now it's about like a sound, trying to like define that sound and like make that sound between the two of us, as opposed to like single female artists,
right?
You know, just doing her thing.
And when you're live, how is it different then? You guys have a band, I assume.
We've gone through a lot of different changes. We do a lot of different kinds of performances. Yeah. Sometimes it depends on how much we get paid, on how big the band is on stage.
True enough.
Jonathan and I do a lot of acoustic sets together with like Benji, our percussionist, or we'll just like hire like a 6-piece band, you know. And we use mostly the same musicians, so like we're all a team. Like now and again we'll change drummers,
but even then it's still the same dudes.
Even then it's still the same people, and we're just sort of, we just built a consistency with our sound. We're very new as Blind Benny, so we're just like molding our sound and finding our niche, which we're having a really good time doing.
Well, I want to play songs from the old record for people to get familiar with you. And I also want to read this for anybody who might not know. Cool. Blind Benny will sweet talk your heart, rip it out of your chest, put it on a stage, and walk away leaving you with bittersweet conflict as to why you hadn't discovered them sooner. That sounds like it could either be real emo or real metal. I'm not really sure. Like, I'm not really sure where that falls in between the two. Like, am I gonna? You know, why am I gonna be torn apart like that?
All the lyrics are written by me, so hence the emo.
Okay.
And all of our music is just somehow intense. Even when it's light, the subject is always intense and surreal and visceral. Mm. And that's our thing. Like, that's our.
Jay's writing kind of tends to be like, it's just like a real strong dichotomy between like a really like dark creepiness that she like loves, and then like really sweet, you know, genuine affectionate kind of stuff. And that's sort of the image that we kind of, with some kind of like sarcastic humor involved, that sort of everything pieces together. And then but yeah, that little phrase, that gem is Jade. Writing rock and roll,
ripping hearts out of chests. So we got some pizza coming in. We're at Roberta's restaurant here in Bushwick. This is the Heritage Radio Network, and as I said, I'm going to play some tracks from the old record so you guys can get an idea of what we're dealing with here, and then we're going to preview some new stuff. We're going to play some new stuff, and we've got that new Bryn Mawr collab, which
is not so
creepy. Actually, pretty happy.
I have different sense.
This is Full Service Radio. The next track we're going to play is,
I believe,
believe, Beautiful Problems. So let's get it.
See your eyes, can no longer see your lips. latch your arms at me and don't let go your grip. No, baby, don't pull that switch. See, I'm trying to represent and just learn who you are and not be hesitant. The more I speak, the more you touch, the more I lunge for you. The more you cry, the more we fly, the more I come for you. And should it build your soul, or should it keep it down and just take this hit? I still be profound.
Service Radio. What's going on? This is Jack Inslee. You're logged on to heritageradionetwork.com, and we are here with Blind Benny. I would like to send a special shout out to our sponsor, who is my goddamn self. Full service party this Friday. Tandem Bar, 236 Troutman. We got Mike Q. We got Knife Show. We got Mez Kid. We got Party Supplies. We're going to be getting it in. That's this Friday, August 12th at Tandem Bar. Fullserviceparty.com. Sorry. So,
I love that party.
So, how sick of those old songs are you at this point?
Actually, I wasn't sick of them at all. I really enjoy Beautiful Problems.
Good.
And Take the Hit, I actually refused to perform for like
really?
A year. So now that I'm hearing it again, it sounds newer.
You have to like reinterpret it, bring it back, you know?
We're actually doing it tonight at Brooklyn Bowl. We're opening for Chuck and Cool Kids. And we're bringing Take the Hit back, so it's funny
wow.
that you played it.
Oh, nice. So what time is that tonight?
That is, doors open at 8.
If no, I'm, doors are already open.
Oh, doors,
doors
are open now.
Get over there.
Yeah.
But we go on at 9.
You go on at 9. Yeah. Good. Okay, we'll plug that more a little bit later, but I want to talk a little bit about the new music, because you're about to debut a song from the new record. So you have the Lucid EP, which is another remix project put together by... Mr. Scotty. Scott on the Rocks, I
yes.
believe.
Well, Lucid has two new songs on it with
yeah.
a gang of remixes, but okay. the song they're about to perform is forthcoming from
fourth,
their
forthcoming.
More organic Blind Benny project. So.
So we've got a remix EP with two original tracks. That's coming August 16th. We have Faith is Looking Good, which is a completely original EP coming in the fall.
Yes.
And how would you guys say that these two projects differ from the previous two?
Very different. This one is definitely more concise, as Jonathan would say. Every song on the record is done live and organically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we've never done that before, and it sounds amazing.
Where did you guys record?
In Dumbo, at like a basement studio.
Recorded with Nick Stump of the, he used to be the lead singer of the band, the French Kicks. super, super awesome engineer and mixer. And he did, he also did that band Caveman, their record. And it's just like super warm. It, like if you heard the Caveman record, it's just like super warm sounding room that we recorded in. Yeah, like Jade said, like fully organic. Like we didn't, there's no electronic anything whatsoever.
Wow.
On this EP, which is hugely different from from anything that we did.
Hashtag rare.
Very rare.
Oh my.
So the organic comes in fall. If you still want that electronic stuff, you got it covered with the Lucid EP.
Yeah.
Which me and Nat, who's engineering right now, RecTech, as Knife Show, were lucky enough to remix a track from that project home, which we were really happy about. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we're really happy about it.
Thank you.
Cool.
Killed that one.
We'll play that later. Right now, we want to get into a live performance, hashtag rare.
Hashtag based.
Oh, yes.
Hashtag you right.
So what's the name of the song?
I guess we'll do No Honor first.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Here we go, live on Full Service Radio, heritageradionetwork.com. Damn.
Yeah, buddy.
So let me put it as you put it. Sounding like an ethnically confused Foo Fighters that at any time could free fall into incomparable folksy melody, supporting lyrics that work all over you. I think you said it well.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
So yeah, I want to get into some of these remixes from the old project. Take a break, let the listeners digest what they just heard. We'll come back, we'll hear some tracks from the Lucid EP, we'll hear another live track, and we will hear this Bryn Mawr collab, Good Night Summer, which is being played for the first time here.
Yes, it
exclusive,
is.
I think
you heard it, I think Bryn Mawr heard it, and that's it.
I think Bryn Mawr heard it.
Maybe. So this is Full Service Radio, we're going to play some remixes, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. H-Y-G-F-C. It's another one, I-N-G.
I know where my heart is. You know.
But whatever you do, don't call me sugar. Keep your promise till you're blue. Don't call me sugar. Feed your fish. 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 Feed your fish, feed your fish, feed your fish, feed your fish. I'm a stallion in need of a medallion, dressed in red with a smile on the inside. I'll skip to heaven and fall to hell again. Born with Benjamin, strong on the left side.
Full Service Radio. Sorry for the weird fade. We are rocking here at Roberta's Restaurant, HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Shout out to sponsor number two, BPM 152, this Saturday.
Yo, nah, real talk, come through.
Yes,
please.
Real talk.
It's popping.
Whatever plans you have for this weekend, cancel that. Sleep at Full Service, wake up, catch that cab to BPM 152.
Do it.
And then I don't know. Take a break on Sunday.
Come see a Brazilian model spin dubstep.
Yes.
It's awesome.
You know, that's a good selling point.
Yeah.
And I think Tom Cruise has his first like semi-headlining slot.
Yes.
It's his birthday.
It's Tom Cruise's
I'm not gonna
birthday.
Lie. I thought you were going to like end that with gonna have his shirt on. And I was like, it would have been
once. No.
Would have been once. It would have been something to see.
He might take his pants off.
Hey, wow. It's his birthday.
It's also Dice the God's birthday, so we got to shout him out too.
He probably won't take his pants off.
No, he'll probably get shirtless, pantless. Dice actually will take off his boxers.
He's just gonna come to the club without.
All right, yeah, come through Tammany Hall.
I promise, Rectech and myself will be clothed. So, you know, that's definitely gonna happen. So we just listened to. A lot of remixes, actually. We went through them all. We had Chuck English, we had Tom Cruise, we had Fonda, more Chuck English, Mello, Mr. Rectech, who's sitting in the other room, and Hassan. Those are remixes from the old record, and we're here to talk about remixes from the new record. So how did this come about? And I guess, Jason, you should talk about this. How did this come about, and what was your vision for this project?
The Lucid EP was, the main goal was to reintroduce Jade as Blind Benny along with Jonathan, because you know the first two projects she was the focal point, and you know, as she said, she's still the singer, the songwriter, but they are a band, they are a collective. So I just kind of wanted to emphasize on the fact that, you know, they're still versatile, you know, even though they have their one-on-one acoustic soul sessions, which I adore. I just always want to make sure that we're filling all voids, and that, you know, every fan that we can get, you know, like, I think their best selling point is, you know, as they described, it's like they can make you cry, but they can also make you dance. So, you know, pulling in a Sammy Bananas, a Knife Show, damn, who else is on this record? Nico,
Narcisse,
thank you, sorry, Old Money, you know, all these guys, they, these are really, really talented guys, and I'm really excited about it, because each project that I have my hand in, I always like to get something different. You know what I'm saying? I like to reach out to like different people who do different things. And like, I'm fans of all these producers for what they've done on their own. So the fact that they, you know, are humble enough to like answer my email and then, you know, listen to Jade's music, you know, is great. And we are all, you know, we're very happy about it. It's a dope record. It's a nice little transitional piece.
It is good. And how did you guys feel about the record? Did you feel like it had a different energy from the last remix project? Was it darker? Was it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot more, like as Jade said earlier, like I would say, it's a lot more concise. It's like it feels like one whole thing. I think the remix project, you know, we were talking about before, it's like there were so many tracks on it, and each track was so different. Everything was like, like from one track to the next, you go from like whatever to like something completely in the left field to then something else. And this feels much more coherent.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And and I think, you know, the two songs that were chosen to be remixed are you do have that, like, again, that dichotomy. You have Home, which is like this super, you know, happy. I mean, it's not super the happiest song, but it's just like this kind of touching
optimistic song.
It is optimistic.
And then this like creepy, like, you know, Bad Dreams, like this creepy song. And then, you know, all the remixes reflect that.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, Knife Show, myself and Rectech, we remixed Home, and it's always nice when you get an acapella and you're like, oh, I don't need to do that much to this. Like,
thank you.
You know, sometimes you're like, all right, what word am I going to pick out of this acapella to just jam out on in the sampler? But I mean, it was a great project. We were happy to do it. I want to play the Knife Show remix first.
Buddy.
I'd like to play a few more of the remixes, and then we're going to come back and get one more live song in and debut this Goodnight Summer track, before summer's over, right? That's what we want to do. We
exactly.
want to get that out before summer's over, right? Okay, so this is Full Service Radio. We're chilling here with Blind Benny. Full Service Radio. No, I don't have FullServiceRadio.com. FullServiceParty.com. And I'll see you guys on Friday. This is Knife Show Remixing Home by Blind Benny.
Thank you.
Sweat.
Yes.
Sweat.
Yes.
Sweat. Sweat.
Sweat. Sweat. Sweat.
Full service. Full service. Full service. You are locked in to heritageradionetwork.com. We're running a little bit late. Usually we're here from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. We're in the studio with Blind Benny. We have listened to a lot of music today.
Yes,
a lot of good music, though. It's a lot of good remixes you guys got there. What you heard before this was we started off with Knife Show's remix of Home, and then Narcisse's remix of Home, Old Money's remix of Home, followed by Wisp's remix of Dr. Jeep's Bad Dreams, then Wisp's Bad Dreams, and right now we're listening to Nico's Bad Dreams, and I think we have a caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello, hello, yes, you do.
Who's calling? This is Full Service Radio.
This is Nico, the one who is
being
played right now.
Whoop! What are the chances? Damn.
What is the odds? You see? Internet magic, man.
Nico, what it do?
Hey, how you doing? I was just calling in to show some support. I was listening to your jam session and listening to all this music you guys have been playing. Some of this stuff is new. Like, I heard Knife Show's, that was the first time I heard it. I knew it was going to be dope. But
thank you.
I didn't write it. Oh, damn. Yeah. Huh?
Yo, your remix is dope, man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. This is kind of my first real feature, which is great. It's amazing. I'm so bright-eyed and new to all this wonderful music and stuff. So, I mean, sounds great.
I'm glad I got you while you were cheap. Before you blow up and stop answering my emails.
Yes, thank you, Nico.
Yeah,
no problem. I don't want to River Phoenix it, though. So let's not pick me up too much, but yeah.
Usually I feel like Knife Show takes the creepiest remix title, but you might have taken it from us this time, man. Really a big fan of this remix.
I will say two things. Jack, you said something earlier about when you get an acapella and it's so easy to work with. This was definitely one of those times.
Yes.
And the other thing is repitching on Ableton is so, like, it's delicious. I can't even describe it. Amazing what you can do. Like, my whole steez when it comes to music as of right now is just, like, sampling, like, great woman sounds and making it sound as awkward and as uncomfortable as possible. And I tried to do that, and the chords were amazing, so...
No doubt. Well, thanks for calling into the show, man.
Thank you, Nico.
Project will be available for you, the listener, to listen to on your own damn time. That's Tuesday, August 16th. Is there going to be a Bandcamp? How is it going
to
come out?
There will, but the main source, just go to blindbenny.com.
Even better.
And download, stream, whatever you do. And I just want to say, what I love about Nico's remix the most is that you can do the cooking dance to it. So...
Yeah, nice. You got nice it though.
So that's for all those, you know, all those people with swag. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Exactly all that.
Whoop. So that's what it is. We're gonna get into one more live track. It's from the new record.
It is.
And what's the name of this one?
It's called Jiu-Jitsu. We've actually performed it a bunch of times, but we've never given it to our listeners. So finally, they will have it at home.
Wow. I don't have a hashtag off the top of my head, but there's got to be something for that.
Snickers.
I definitely got it from a Snickers ad, the title, which makes no sense and is not relative to the song at all, but we're going to keep it.
Well, that's what it is. Well,
it's a great song.
We're gonna play this live. We're gonna close the show with Jade and Bryn Mawr, Goodnight Summer. Or are we calling that a Blind Benny and Bryn Mawr collab? How is that being built?
We could call that a Blind Benny Bryn Mawr collab
now. Out to Bryn Mawr.
It's unreleased, so you know.
Once again, as a reminder, Full Service Friday, BPM
52
Saturday. Yeah, heritageradionetwork.com, Full Service Radio. We're here every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Let's get it.
This is one of our less dark songs. It never seems fair that I'm candid in my stand. You look the way you do. I wonder if you feel the same. wrote the second verse 2 years later. How is everything I say slowly pushing you away when in my mind I'm seeing it right? I guess I never mentioned liars in the slightest efforts just to try. Oh, oh, oh. Oh no, 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 no. I wish we had something better in common than we both do. But it's nice to have something to
feel like my heart was ripped out. I feel like my heart was massaged. That's what it is.
That,
wow.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
coming
Dad.
Through
yeah.
tonight, Brooklyn Bowl. Immediately after you're done listening to this,
run.
Hop that L train to Bedford Ave. What is it, North 11th?
Yes, it's North 11th.
Close enough, somewhere close like enough. That. You know where Brooklyn Bowl is. Go to Brooklyn Bowl. See these guys. If you don't catch them at Brooklyn Bowl, catch them the next time they play, wherever that might be. Do you have any dates lined up? You still working it
Not
out?
Not yet. We're very sporadic, but we shall have a date next week soon, hopefully.
I'm pretty sure they'll be around. And
if you miss them, just download the EP next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes. BlindBenny.com.
Exactly.
BlindBenny.com.
BlindBenny.com.
BlindBenny.com. Shout out to Rec Tech in the engineering booth.
Thank you, Rec Tech.
Yeah,
thanks for
buddy.
Holding it down, boy.
Thank
this
you.
Is Full Service Radio. We'll be here next week with Rec Tech, actually, as the guest. After that, we got Mez Kid. You know, every week, every Wednesday, 6 p.m., lock it in. We've always got the freshness for you. We're going to close this out with Good Night Summer, Bryn Mawr, Blind Benny. Peace.
I love when it's hot out. I like to sit on my stoop, feel the sun on my skin. I hope the day never ends. That's exactly how I feel about you.